We are now going to have our official welcome program. I know that Prabha Didi gave you a very, very warm welcome I think it was yesterday morning, and she reminded us so much of the Dadis. And so we now will invite Shilu Didi from Pandabhavan. Shilu Didi has, you will all know her. You have all heard her voice. She is a major figure and an international traveler. She has established centers around the world, helped to establish centers around the world. But what she is really known to all of us for is her voice. She's a very adept translator and has always been present in the high booth in Om Shanti, in Diamond Hall, translating the Avyaktamulis, the Bhaktadas Milan. So we invite Shilu Didi to come onto stage, and Prabha Didi, who's the joint administrator for Gyan Sarovar. She's from Baruch, where she's the head of the region, and she assists in administrating everything in Gyan Sarovar. So a warm welcome to both our Didis, Shilu Didi and Prabha Didi. And thank you, our Didis, for being with us to welcome everyone to this program. The program, we will see a short video that has been made especially for our theme of the season, that is becoming a bestower like the Father.
Becoming a bestower like the Father. I open the first gate, the gate of going beyond the world of sound. Using my mind and intellect, I have stored the power of superior thoughts. And I am lost in the depths of God's secrets. I experience my past, my future. And I observe my every breath of every second. Baba, you have become my constant companion. My elevated celestial thoughts have replaced my vocal. Only soulful attraction and my eyes reveal my true self. Every action is filled with virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time emerges and is visible on my face, in my behavior. God has made me an instrument to bestow to weak and wandering souls. Everyone appears before me as only souls. The feeling of bodies is absent. My physical or mental eye has become dormant. There's only God and myself in my memory. I am lost in the depths of God's secrets of togetherness with the One. I experience the ultimate stage, the stage of perfection and consummation, the stage of absolute power, a bestower like the Father.
So that short video was produced by Sister Dorothy of Peace Village. We thank her very much for that. And we now would like to introduce two teams to you. We have the double foreigner team for this group. That is our brother Sri Rambai, originally from India, but now he's quite international. He spent a few years in Australia and is now spending time in the retreat center in Oxford. Chitra Ben, who heads the Manchester Centre in the UK. Damien Bai, who's from our brother from Australia. And we can just mention that we have a Sister Kamal, who is somewhere with us. And we are the team who will be running this program for you. And should you want anything in particular or want to know anything, you have us as a resource. So we are here to assist you in every way that we can. We also have a care and well-being team. So that is being led this season by Sister Geeta. Would you can come up. And anyone else from the care and well-being team who might be here? Dati Ben. Dati Ben is a permanent resource. If you do have an emergency, you will be connecting with Dati Ben. And she, as you see, she smiles very happily and she'll receive your calls at all through the 24 hours. And to be able to assist you in any way that you need. That emergency number is for health issues only. But the team is there to help you generally. And Geeta Ben, who's heading the team currently, is especially there to give you any care in terms of your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, your psychological needs. So she is available from 9:30 to 10:30 in the mornings in the double foreigner office. And she is willing to meet groups as well in the afternoon. So if there's any group that particularly would like to meet her, please come to the office and make an arrangement to meet her in the afternoon. You will always find Dati there, and she can facilitate that for you. So a warm welcome to you all. And now we will have a song by our very own Gyan Sarova Nivasi Baba Vai, who will welcome you with the welcome song.
Om Shanti, welcome all of you. This is the Hindi song, Baba's song, welcome song. So enjoy.
Shubh swagatam, sat swagatam, shubh swagatam, shat swagatam, shubh swagatam, sat swagatam, shubh swagatam, sat swagatam. आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम सजता धूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से ज्ञान सरोवर सजा हुआ है परम पिता के दुलारों से मंदिर सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से ज्ञान सरोवर सजा हुआ है परम पिता के दुलारों से स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम हो स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम महका चीर बसंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम आशाओं के दीप जले विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिलेंगे साथ हमारे आप चले आशाओं के दीप जले विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिलेंगे साथ हमारे आप मिलेंगे नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना अपनों का संबंध है, आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है। शुभ स्वागतम, शत स्वागतम, शुभ स्वागतम, शत स्वागतम। स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है, राजयोग से ही होना अब इस जग का संकल्प है। स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है, राजयोग से ही होना जग का कायाकल्प है। तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा, तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा हमने किया बुलंद है, आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है। आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है, आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है। शुभ स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम, शुभ स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम, शुभ स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम, शुभ स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम, सत स्वागतम। ओम शांति। थैंक यू,
थैंक यू सो मच बाबा भाई। It was a Hindi song, so I'm sure that you didn't, many of you didn't understand the words, but I'm sure you felt the absolute sweetness and warmth that was in that welcome. And on behalf of all the Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, you are welcomed through that song. And we have a brother. He said that he had been about 30 years in Gyan, and suddenly poetry started to flow from him. And from that time, he has really written many, many poems, and he's going to share one of those poems with us. So welcome to Brother Andrew from London, and we look forward to hearing your poetry.
This is called Baba the Bestower. Dear Baba, you lifted us up when life was just too much. We felt your presence, we felt your touch. A subtle point of light beyond this realm, life became easy with you at the helm. You took us up beyond the stars, beyond the planets of Venus and Mars, and breathed in us the breath of life. Your love, your knowledge, removed our strife. O Baba, sweet Baba, we follow your light that fills the soul with light and might. O Baba, sweet Baba, the Father of all, picked us up from our own downfall. You infused in us all your multi-million virtues, then whispered in our ear, now nothing can hurt you. Immortal, invisible, we took our place, filled with abundance of your amazing. And then when all the children are well again, you hide away our own best friend. And if ever we fall from grace again, it's perfect, you know just when. A legacy of pure love will sweep across this land. The bestower of happiness bestows his riches in you and me, surrounding us in your orb of divinity to celebrate once more a golden age. Baba, sweet Baba, only you know what's on the next page. The stealer of hearts, the innocent Lord, tied us all with his golden cord. Beyond this body and all that hurts, you pulled us close to mend broken hearts. Waves of light touch us to the core. We've found your love and need nothing more. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Andrew. You could feel the love. And so we now are going to ask our Didis to share a few words with you, a few words of welcome. So over to our Didis to welcome you especially. Prabhupada Didi will speak in Hindi, so that there will be English translation. So if you need headphones, otherwise you can connect on your device, if you've already organized that with Sunil Bhai.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. This is Prabhupada Benji. Is welcoming us.
Shivita.
Bestower of fortune, Shiv Baba's, we children. Loving Father is giving special blessing, double foreigners. Indians are only single foreigner, but you all are double foreigners.
Ye title Baba ne aap sabhi ko diya.
This title has given by Bab Dada to all of you.
Saubhagya hai.
It's very fortunate to have this title by God.
जो भी टाइटल मिलते हैं ये हम सबके लिए एक वरदान बन जाते हैं.
So whichever the title we get from Father, the Supreme, that become a blessing for us.
इस संगम युग पर वरदान देने के लिए आया है.
The Father, the God, has came to confluence age to give us a blessings as well as making our fortune.
हम बच्चों का भाग्य भगवान इतना श्रेष्ठ बनाता है जिस श्रेष्ठता की.
And our fortune is in this confluence age is God is making us so elevated, very elevated.
हम स्वयं ही करते हैं, लेकिन स्वयं.
Which becomes the fortune for us for half a cycle.
जो हम महिमा कर रहे हैं, वास्तव में हम स्वयं ही.
And when after the half cycle, we worship the deities. And we don't know those deities which we worship. We are the one who was those deities. And that process is happening now in confluence age, which the Supreme is making us elevated.
उस भाग्य के अधिकारी हम सभी बच्चे.
So how special we are. The God has come to make a fortune for us. And we are the one. We are making our fortune with companion of God. He is giving or he is distributing this fortune to everyone in the world. But we are the one, the handful of, from the whole world population, those who are taking this benefit and making our fortune. We recognize the God, we recognize ourselves, and now we are making our fortune by God. So now is this confluence age where we are making our fortune. And now is the time to create our fortune using our every single minute or second in confluence age, which will help us or give us written almost a whole cycle. So we should remember our attainments. So when we remember what we gain from God, we will become very, very happy. And another blessing we get in confluence age is be always happy. In confluence age, not only one blessing we get, but each day Baba is fulfilling us with loads of blessings. So if we remember and having attention on the blessings, we will make ourselves worthwhile using them and making us happier.
भगवान हमारा भाग्य बना रहा है भगवान हमारे सामने भाग्य विधाता बनकर दाता बनकर के
सो
हम उस भाग्य
द ट्रू गॉड इटसेल्फ इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस नाउ इन द टाइम ऑफ द साइकिल
तो हमारा
इज आवर फॉर्च्यून टू रिकॉग्नाइज हिम
कई बार मुरलियों में हम सब
बट आवर एफर्ट शुड बी recognize Him, realize and remember the blessings what we get from Baba. As Didi sharing, Brahma Baba used to remember always His fortune, His aim and objective, and when He was remembering all the time, so that according to He has become Sampurna. So if we have remembrance, realization and the powers together, then we will become as we want or as God wants from us.
Baba ne misal diya tha ki sherni ka dudh सोने के बर्तन में तो हमारा
सो बाबा हैज गिवन एन एग्जांपल दिस मॉर्निंग इन द मुरली
ये ज्ञान का खजाना हम बच्चों को भरना है तो जैसे जैसे हमारा बर्तन सोने का पवित्र बनता जाएगा उतना उतना ये ज्ञान का खजाना हमारे ऊपर भरपूर होता जाएगा
which is
तो बाबा ने हम सबके जीवन में ज्ञान भी दिया है और पवित्रता भी
the holding the milk from tiger we need golden vessel golden bowl so likewise we should become that golden bowl to hold the knowledge of God and become the elevated in the cycle
kyun bhagyashali hain kyunki hum sab ke upar iski nazar padi
we are so fortunate which God has eye on us
bhagwan jinko bharpur karta hai
from this whole world he took us the God have eye on us that's a big fortune so if we remember this fortune and blessings from God we will be happy all the time
जो भगवान के बने हैं और भगवान से वर्षा लेने के लिए हम अभी भगवान के घर में हैं
एंड नाउ यू ऑल हैज केम टू गॉड्स होम टू मेक आवर सेल्फ मोर फॉर्चुनेट मेकिंग आवर एफर्ट्स सो यू ऑल केम टू ज्ञान सरोवर
सरोवर में डुबकी लगाना
सो इट्स अ सरोवर इट्स अ लेक of knowledge so we can dip into it and take as much knowledge we can and become farishta an angel
sab bojh baba ko dekar hame halke ban jaye
so we give all our burdens to baba and become light and become an angel
baba se vartano ki choli bharne ke liye बाबा से भरपूर बनने के लिए
सो टेकिंग ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम बाबा मेकिंग आवर फॉर्चून यू ऑल आर बी ऑल आर हैज कम हियर इन दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंसेस इन बाबाज होम आवर होम सो हैविंग दोस रिमेम्बरेंस रियलाइजेशंस सो ऑल द टाइम मेक रियलाइज योरसेल्फ यू आर सो फॉर्चुनेट
आप सबका बहुत बहुत
I welcome you in Gyan Sarovar
Baba ki taraf se
from Baba from all the Nivasis and from all the Dadis I welcome you welcome you welcome you Om Shanti
Om Shanti In fact seeing the time I will only speak words again. Words are not enough to welcome because it's your home. You have come back home and natural happiness is there. And the most important thing is that not only meeting Baba Milan but the family unlimited family from there from each other we once again when we are in the soul world we do not recognize each other all are bodiless all are incorporeal all are without thought all are without communication and but when we are in the world we are in very different kind of communication which company and communication has not given us the opportunity to develop or to progress what we have spoken outside what we have at outside effect of that we see and so Madhuban is the place Gyan Sarovar Panda Bhavan Madhuban Yajna is the place where whatever you have collected throughout the year, if anything is still influence you, you have come to Swaha, finish in Yajna, purify yourself. That is only then when the cloth is clean, then the rang, the one who colors the cloth cleans with beautiful color and the cloth begins to shine. In order to shine the soul, the company, God's company, and also companion, that we are following the same path, we are moving to the same destination, we are following the same directions, but to learn from each other, to give and receive, this is the beautiful place where unlimited family meets with each other, greets each other, and receives and gives, even without speaking, just the presence of the family. It becomes great joyful. And so you are most welcome in your home. But make sure that whoever you are in your room, share with them. If any help is needed, if there's any help is needed to them, or dispensary is very near, if you need anything, most important is take care of your health as well. And so support each other, take care of yourself and others. And if you need anything, if any question is there, certainly you give to Baba. Baba gives reply, but we are all present here to share with you what Baba has given us. The doors are always open. Yes, company is the most important, and also the vision of your own progress. Old is gone, new is filled. If anything has been filled and you have learned, especially, certainly your company will give that benefit to others as well. So receiving and giving takes place here very naturally. And of course, Baba's Brahma Bhojan, not an ordinary thing. This is only place where Brahmin cook and Brahmin contribute and Brahmin eat. It's a fortune to be. Whatever we eat, whatever we breathe, whatever we do is in such a wonderful, blessed way. So place itself is bestower of blessings. Company is the bestower of blessings. Your every step is filled with blessings. So welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome to Madhuban. Welcome to your own home. Welcome to God's home. You have come from different corners of the world, physically far away from Madhuban, but spiritually very, very close to Madhuban. Baba welcomes his children with open arms and says, children, come and be refreshed in your own home, in God's home. Baba meets his children with great love. Children who had scattered all over the world come together in Madhuban. And Madhuban is rightly called the forest of honey. Honey and forest, there is a great contrast, but still a lot of resemblance. For honey to be produced by honeybees, it needs a big gathering. One bee alone cannot produce honey. So So a large number of bees are needed for producing honey. That means Madhuban is a place where there is a big gathering, and then it's called forest. So forest stands for solitude. Forest stands for doing meditation. Forest stands for silence. So in Madhuban, you can experience a gathering because souls from all over the world come here. You meet those whom you have never met before. And because some have come for the first time, I'm sure. But then you also come and experience solitude here. Baba used to say that there are many rooftops where you can sit all by yourself with Baba, as Didi was saying, in Baba's company, making Baba your companion, and one Baba and none other, away from the whole world, away from the hustle and bustle of this mundane world. You are in a world with God and God's family and none other. You have left your physical homes, but this is your true home. That is just like your office, but true home is Madhuban. You're all called Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, the children of Brahma. So Baba has created such a big spiritual family at this confluence age. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba can boast of this big family. In any family, Laukik family, there will be only a few children. Okay, if there are many, okay, 10, 15, but not more than that. And here we say, every day a family member is increasing. And Baba wants at least 33 crores, 330 million, as it is said, 33 crores children who will be part of golden age and silver age. And out of them, how many have become Brahmins? But a lot more are to come. Baba said yesterday, the first timers, you are new, but still, although you have come late, it is not too late. So we wonder, when will it become too late? It will become too late when no one will be allowed to travel. Maybe no one will be allowed to even leave his home. No one will be allowed to meet each other. Because day by day, the world is growing from bad to worse. Situations are becoming more and more, what should you say, they are becoming more and more tense. And you never know what will happen when someone leaves his home and he's not sure whether he'll be back home in the evening. Because anything can happen at any time, anywhere, anyhow. But in Madhuban, you're all safe in God's lap. Madhuban is a place where you are totally free from all worries, free from all sorrow, free from any type of pain, free from any type of stress, because you are in your own home. And your stay will be very, very comfortable. There will be many, many classes on a very special theme of this season, as you can see, becoming a bestower like the Father. Baba is a bestower. He always gives. But Baba says, I cannot create the new world without you. I need your help. The help of your body, mind, wealth, your thoughts, your words, your actions. And through them, I create this new world. So we are God's helpers. We are God's right hands. We become master bestowers and bestow peace and happiness to the souls of the world. And as the world grows from bad to worse, we, Baba's children, become better and better. As darkness increases more and more in the world, the vices increase more and more in the world, we as Baba's children become more and more pure, more and more peaceful. And in this way, Baba creates a new sapling for the new world. Our purity enables the world to become pure. And because of our purity, a pure world is established. So people ask, you people talk about destruction. And we say, no, we talk about construction, not destruction. Destruction is not for us. But for us it is construction of the new world. We are instrumental for constructing a new golden aged world. And those who are responsible or instrumental for getting this old world destroyed, they are actually ready for it, but they are waiting for us to become perfect, to become complete, so that we become eligible for that new world which God is creating for us. And Baba says, be quick, because time is running out. Time is running so fast, but we have to bring time closer. Time is waiting for us. The advance party is also waiting for us. The scientists are waiting for us. Nature is waiting for us to become perfect, to become complete, so that we become the sovereigns of the new world. And we have to be prepared for that. Every day Baba is preparing us more and more. He keeps on reminding us, children, you have to become world sovereigns. But in order to become world sovereigns, you have to first become self-sovereigns. Have sovereignty over your sensual organs, your senses. Have sovereignty over your thoughts, your intellect, your sanskars. Create your original sanskars, because you are becoming deities. And these present sanskars are not your true sanskars. Your true sanskars were the deity sanskars. You were those who had all the powers, all the virtues. you were all virtuous. You were 16 celestial degrees pure. And now you have to become that again. So you have come to Madhuban to fill your aprons with so many jewels of not only knowledge, but also jewels of virtues and powers. So welcome again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Thank you so much to our Didis for sharing such powerful words with us, with such pure feeling. And I'm sure that everyone is lingering on every single word that is spoken and holding it very much in your heart. So thank you so much to our Didis. And now we have another song for you. But whilst that song is playing, we would like the first timers to come up to the front of the stage and face the audience. And whilst the song is on, take drishti from all your brothers and sisters who are sitting here and also welcoming you for the first time. So please, all the first timers to come up and to face into the audience. And welcome to Brother Aditya. You might recognize the tune, but he has written the words to suit a tune that was already in existence. So the words are his own, but the tune is from a previous song. Any more first-timers, please come up, because after this you will be turning around to take drishti from the Didis. So any first-timers, please come up to the front of the stage.
Remember to kiss your Baba, your Baba, your Baba. Remember we want your Baba,
your Baba, your Baba.
There's a golden world we know, where we all descend from home. Close our eyes, we see all the space and mystery. Ooh, we can begin again. Shed our skin, let the sun shine in. The edge of the ocean, we can start over. We remember Shubaba, Shubaba, Shubaba. We always remember Shubaba, Shubaba, Shubaba. shed our skin, let the sun shine in. By the edge of the ocean, we can start over again. By the edge of the ocean, we can start over again. Remember the one Shibaba, Shibaba, Shibaba. Remember the one Shibaba, Shibaba, Shibaba. Remember the one Shibaba, Shibaba, Shibaba. Remember me from Shibaba, Shibaba, Shibaba.
And now, thank you so much, Aditya Bhai. That was a beautiful song, and so special for the first timers, who we would now like to come up onto stage and receive blessings from Prabha Didi, Toli from Sudesh Didi, and special Drishti from Shilu Didi. So please, first timers, come up onto stage.